BrightsideBen.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Over this last week, we've been talking about sowing and reaping. Yesterday's was awesome, the show. And the topics that we were talking about, we always give you a plethora from A to Z to expound so your natural understanding has understanding of spiritual matters, because, again, that's what Jesus always taught. You know, James 3:18 says, "And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." Listen to that carefully, folks. I'll give you the spiritual analogy, and then I'll give you a natural analogy. In James 3:18, "And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." What do you see on the side of police cars, folks? Peace officers. So what are they sowing? They're sowing righteousness. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. But what are they using to bring about peace? The enforcement of law, judgments.
That's right.
Unto righteousness, right? And when you have righteousness, you have a peaceful society.
Yep.
Today what we're going to do is show you where to put your feet again, and rather what was laid by our forefathers. And what I'd like to do is give you a real quick quote so I can bring the correlation about between religion and morality, and back again to the forefathers and what they stated. James Wilson, the signer of the Constitution and the Declaration, said this. He said, "Far from being rivals or enemies," listen carefully, "far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters, friends and mutual assistance." They're not at odds with one another. It's not oil and water, folks, the way the press continuously inundates you with. "Indeed," said James Wilson, the signer of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, he said, "indeed, these two sciences run into each other. The divine law, as discovered by reason, and the moral sense, might I add common sense, formed an essential part of both." Now, what did our forefathers give us during and after the Revolution? God established, Jeremiah 23, 3-6, after judgment, folks. Remember, we're talking about a revolution. Everybody's talking about the Revolutionary War. But what took place after the Revolutionary War? The establishment of who we are as a people. What was the groundwork that they laid for us to walk upon? Listen to this. Tell me if this sounds familiar. Jeremiah 23, 3-6, "And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them, and will bring them again to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase." Okay? Verse 4, and I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more the king of England, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise up David, unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. His name is Jesus. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. That's what was established after and during the Revolutionary War. 55 of our signers, 25 of them had seminary degrees. So don't give me anybody's whack about, or their feedback or kickback about, oh, that's just not who we are. Oh, that's totally who we are. Okay, so we're talking about who we are, what our forefathers gave us, what God gave us through our forefathers, and where to put our feet. Let's talk about, for example, the separation of church and state. Just so we again can bring the correlation between the two sciences. Again, let me tell you one more time what Wilson said. Far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters, because we understand that God gave us in Exodus 18:21 a republican form of law. We've talked about that. We know that. Listen to what he continuously says. He goes on, James Wilson. He said, they're not at odds with one another. They're not rivals with one another. They work together in correlation. The divine laws discovered by reason and the moral sense formed an essential part of both. Talking about the lines between church and state, separation of church and state. Listen to what our forefathers gave us. And at the very end of this, I'll show you, because again, what we're talking about is reaping and sowing. But the particular topic is separation of church and state. Article 1 of the Bill of Rights states that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the stopping thereof, the free exercise. In other words, they don't have the power to tell you who you can worship, when you can worship, and how you can worship. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment. Speaking of separation of church and state, it sounds to me like Article 1 bars the government from interfering as to what we do in religious affairs in this country. Yep. It's the other way around. Interestingly enough, George Washington and Fisher Ames are the framers of the First Amendment. Fisher Ames said that the number one textbook in the schools is the Bible.
He also said the Bible is the source of sound morality and behavior in America, and that we must never let it be separated from the classroom.
Here we go again. Benjamin Rush said, I lament that we waste so much time and money in punishing crimes and take so little pains to prevent them. The article, the Bill of Rights, is really stating prevention is better than cure. They are siding with God's Ten Commandments in morality and saying no, just like God said no, because that's what love says. But I go on. Noah Webster said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, listen carefully, slavery and war proceed from the despising or the neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. The Bible is not the problem. The Bible is the answer. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We're going to continue on this hot topic, and it's going to kick our backsides. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show today, please do. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Talking about separation of church and state and reaping and sowing. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, folks, if you want to be a part of the show, please do give us a call. 1-866-233-0747. Throw it out on the table for the country to hear, because they are listening, folks. Again, we're talking about this week, reaping and sowing and reaping. We're talking about sowing in righteousness, and what did our forefathers sow in righteousness? Giving you the answers today to put your feet upon the rock, the Republic, the Bible, as Andrew Jackson rightly said. And what we're talking about is what James Wilson, the signer of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, stated when he said, far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters. They're one of the same. God gave the law. God established government through his law, friends. And mutual assistance, James said. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other, the divine law, God's law, as discovered by reason and the moral sense, formed an essential part of both. Who would know better than one of our signers? The last quote I gave you right before the break was this, what Noah Webster said. All the miseries, listen carefully, all the miseries and evils which men suffer, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery. Isn't it interesting? Our forefathers, such as Noah Webster, they condemned that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, there are only three-fifths of a person. It says that, but you know, the Articles of the Bill of Rights, so on and so forth. Why is that in there? You know, sort of, no. Wait a second. Slow down. So did our forefathers. They complained about it too. So all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, proceed from the despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. The Bible is not the problem. The Bible is the answer. John Adams said, we have no government armed with powers capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. That's why George Washington rightly said, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Hello? John Adams goes on, the second president of the United States. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people. What happens when they become immoral?
lines between church and state. There's lines between church and state.
That's like the criminal calling the cop a pig, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're immoral. And you will not be ruled by this Constitution because it only works for immoral people. Again, George Washington's farewell address, which happened to be in your textbooks all the way up until 1962, folks, talked about religion and morality. Listen to his warning. Listen to his warnings, America. He said, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity and religion and morality are indispensable supports, in vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars. Are you hearing this, folks? The forefathers were the good guys.
Yep.
The new guys are the bad guys, the ones advocating change. George Washington goes on. For those that didn't know who George Washington is, he was the first president of the United States. I know some
just
of you revisionists
so you know.
Think he was some terrorist or some enemy of the state. He went on, whatever may be concealed to the influence of refined education on minds, reason and experience both forbids us to expect national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principles. I hope you're seeing the correlation here, folks. George said, where is the security for life, for reputation, and for property if the sense of religious obligation desert? Well, I'm pointing my finger right back at it, ain't I? Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House, said, man, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. Which one do you want to listen to? After doing 331 high schools throughout the country, folks, we're seeing schools become, guess what? Police states. Video system, armed guards, metal detectors, fences around the schools. Hello. They're either going to be controlled by a power within them or by a power without them, either by the word of God, which they used to do all the way up until 1962, or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where there's tyrants, there's oppression. Which one do you want? It's quite obvious that the Founding Fathers would have never tolerated the separation that the people in this country have embraced, and they embraced it because they are immoral. They can't handle freedom. They got to have Big Brother tell them what to do, and how to do it, and when to do it, and where to do it. They knew that the religious principles provided morality and self-control. That is the lifeblood foe, the survival of any self-governing community. Without that, you don't have self-government. Because what you're saying is, I need somebody to control me by the bayonet. Because I can't handle, or let's put it this way, I don't want to have to fight to maintain the liberties that were given unto me through so much bloodshed. The separation of church and state is found nowhere in any founding documents. It is found, however, in Article 52 of the USSR. And by the way, the ACLU, for some of your good friends out there, if the ACLU can't do it, nobody can. Roger Baldwin, the founding, should I call him the founding forefather of the ACLU? He's the one that said the ACLU, he said the end of it, is communism. Because the separation of church and state is found nowhere in any founding document. Not in the Bill of Rights, not in the Declaration of Independence, not in the Constitution of the United States of America. Nowhere. Listen to what Thomas Jefferson, a letter to Danbury Baptist Association in 1802, January 1. He said the First Amendment has erected a wall of separation between church and state. And by the way, this is a personal letter. It had nothing to do with any founding documents. That's important. President Thomas Jefferson was president of the United States as well as the president of public schools in Washington, D.C. And the two books that he made mandatory were Watts' Hymnals and the Bible. How does that work for the revisionists of the day, folks? It doesn't. That's why they won't get on the Sons of Liberty. Thomas Jefferson's letter stated Congress was deprived of all legislative power over mere religious opinions, but was left free to reach only those religious actions which were in violation of social duties or subversive of good order.
That's right.
In other words, they better practice what they preach, because if they don't, then the government steps in.
Mm-hmm.
Then and only then. Legitimate purpose. The government was to intrude with the church only if it was out of order to its purpose. For example, human sacrifice, incest, injury to children, avocation of promotion of immorality. Hello.
Yep.
What are they promoting today, folks? Just the exact opposite. Where the government should be stepping into the church is where the church is promulgating homosexuality.
Yep.
But what are they doing? They're working hand in glove to demoralize the nation, to give power over to tyranny, to undo the Constitution, to undo who we are. But in all other Orthodox religious practices, whether public prayers, the use of scriptures, or whatever, the government was not to interfere, and they still are not to. This is how much church and state was applied nearly for a century and a half. In 1947, a change occurred. Everson versus Board of Education. For the first time in its history, the First Amendment has erected a wall of separation of church and state, and that wall must be kept high and impregnable.
Mm. No legal precedent.
None.
No constitutional precedent.
None. Now we're talking about legislators from the bench.
Yep.
The court did not even give the context of Jefferson's letter.
Nope.
It did not even show that the previous Supreme Court decisions had used this letter to keep religious values a part of society. This court had divorced Jefferson's complete context and content. The turning point came in June 25th of 1962, Engle versus Vitale. The court now saying that the separation of church and state was a prohibition of public religious activities. America was now set on a new course. The court went so far to call the practices that were regular in this country to now be called unconstitutional. Again, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. One more fleece, folks. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Do you guys like when my voice breaks out? I'm really cutting the rug here for you today, folks. I really am. Don't laugh at me. This is hard. This isn't easy.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know, the bottom line is there's nothing in this world that's more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. End of story. Folks, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. What I do want to say to you, and what me and Jake are magnifying, is the Constitution of the United States. We're doing your homework for you. Thank you for listening. Folks, what I'm also laying out for you is the fact that according to your laws, you are free, listen carefully, you are free, you are the freest nation on this earth, on this planet, to be the salt of the earth, and you are free to be the light of the world. America, you are free to do the right thing. Is that what the problem is?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do the right thing, or you do want to do the right thing? Because you are free to do the right thing.
You can do as much right as you want to.
As much as you want
fill
to. Do all the right in the world. You are being liberated right now to do the right thing, America. You're being liberated. This is freedom. Freedom wasn't given to us to do what we want to do. Freedom was fought, bled, and died for to do what we ought to do. That's what it was given for. Gratitude leads towards the fight
faith. Yeah, you get in.
What'd you think of that one? Write it down, historians. Write it down on my documentary. Talking about reaping and sowing, and we're talking about what our forefathers established in righteousness. Those that sowed in peace sowed in righteousness. Back to the lines between church and state. Article 52 of the USSR says there is lines between the church and the state, barring the church from the state. In America, it does just the exact opposite, said Thomas Jefferson. the one that the revisionists blame for saying there's an erected wall between church and state. It bars the church from influencing government. No, sir, just the exact opposite. Hello. Just the exact opposite, folks. Let me ask you something. Why does the court uphold and magnify the laws against murder? Who told them that? The church did. God did. Adultery, fornication, stealing, theft, dishonoring your parents is against the law. Some of you parents probably love that. Coveting is against the law. Who told the government to enforce those laws? Why is Moses and the Ten Commandments in their courtrooms? What's their point of reference? The church! Come on, folks, use a little common sense. Stone versus Graham in 1980, according to the court, to obey the Ten Commandments, things like don't steal and don't kill would be to obey religious teachings at school, and surely the founding fathers would have never wanted students to be exposed to such teachings at school. You've got to be kidding me.
Isn't there something about being psychologically damaging, too, the judges thought?
Yeah, I talked about that as well. Yet George Washington and Fisher Ames predicted exactly the outcome of departing from religious obligations towards God. Morality could not be maintained without religious principles. See, the church is not doing its job today. We've done high schools all over the country. I remember one time in Florida, I don't know how many churches were around the school. And inside the public school, they're teaching them that they evolved from monkeys, and then they wonder why they act like monkeys. Where's the power of their God? Where's the power of their gospel? What's been the fruit of removing religion from public schools since 1963? Talking about sowing and reaping. I've been talking about what our forefathers established. I've been exposing what the revisionists have been trying to throw on you, what the ACLU has been trying to throw on you. By oppressive measures, by the way. Not through lawful measures. Through legislative measures from the bench. From activists from the bench. You know, one of the things I told Jake today and the girls today, I'm getting hit from the left, the right, the east, and the west. The north and the south. Up and down. I'm getting hit everywhere. You know, they're doing it for free to sell papers. And I got to call the conservatives, and they want money to do a report. I'm not asking them to do a report. I'm trying to figure out why the conservatives aren't doing their job. I'm trying to figure out online where the conservatives are really doing the stuff. For the most part, they're allowing themselves to be rolled over upon because they're okay with it because they still think they have more time. It reminds me of the woman on the Titanic. When she said, you know what, when this scare is over, I want hot tea in my room. Folks, are you kidding me? If the ship is going down, get a bucket. But take the water from the inside of the ship and throw it overboard. Don't go overboard and throw the water inside of the bucket by doing nothing. Well, it's going to sink anyways. No, it's not. It's going to sink if you forsake the commandments, the judgments, the statutes, and the laws of God. But he said, if you kept them, then I'll be on your side. And let me say this. With you and God, you are the majority. But what's been the fruit of removing religion? Let me say it this way, America, so I don't step on anybody's toes. What's been the fruit of allowing religion from public schools? What's been the fruit of those that have allowed them to just be rolled over by less than 3% of America? You know, if I was on the radio right now promoting or commentating some sports outlet, for example, hockey or baseball or football, everybody would be happy about it. Oh, yeah! Who are you to say anything to me like that? Who are you to judge me? I'm judging you, so hopefully you'll open your eyes up to spare what you have left in this country and to regain it, to recapture it. The fruit of allowing religion be taken away from you, America, since 1963. Your children, by the way, are eating the pill. Sexually transmitted diseases since 1963, ages 15 to 19, have gone up 226%. Talking about reaping and sowing as well. Our forefathers didn't give us this. This isn't what they established. It's the exact opposite of what they established. God said, thou shalt not commit adultery. In 1 Corinthians 6:9, talks about fornicators will have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. But what do you allow to be promulgated through the airwaves on TV every day of the week, in every magazine that you go, every magazine rack, when you simply walk down the aisle to go grocery shopping? You allow the opposite to be promulgated. And how many people have even complained about the garbage that's being promulgated in this country? That's why they do it. Premarital sex, activity among teens, 15 years old, 1,000%. Divorce rates up 117%. Birth rates for unwed girls, 15 to 19, up 553%. Why? Because America allows it. STDs, gonorrhea, ages 10 to 14 years old, up 257%. Violent crimes up 794%. Now we have the Supreme Court saying it's okay to teach your kids how to commit the crimes through video games. No religious principles, folks, then no morality. The younger generation needs to be able to put their feet upon the rock. Remember that the courts had to make sure that the students did not see or obey the Ten Commandments. And this has been the fruit of allowing that, America. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, predicted that if we ever take the Bible out of schools, that we should experience a crime explosion. Our founding forefathers predicted that these things would come, and now we are experiencing their predictions. But fortunately, people are listening to the Sons of Liberty, and the courts are slowly returning, and they are beginning to reinstate things which have been struck down over the last 30 years, because I think what's happening is people in government are beginning to understand that they're in the same boat with us peasants. It might be their kid that a crime might be
committed against.
Yeah.
Oh, touches
you,
us,
you see,
mean?
You see how that works? Yeah. See, love is the fulfilling of the law, folks. I look out for you. I watch your back. And I expect you to do the same thing according to what God said. Not according to what you think is okay and what you think is wrong. This, again, is a republic, not a democracy. Right. You are not the standard. Christ is. For example, Supreme Court case, Westside versus Mergens. We can have prayer and Bible clubs back on public school campuses. Guess what, folks? You always could. The court understood what the founding fathers wanted. Not a separation of religious principles or values, simply a prohibition on the national establishment of any particular religion. Folks, our nation will only be morally strong to the degree that we return, which we understood by our founding forefathers. We're not going to be able to do it outside of that. We're going to only be able to do that by the directives that they've given unto us.
Yep, returning to the source. And another thing, too, for folks.
Did you like that?
I did. I really liked
it. Yeah, I lost my voice again.
Well, I didn't like that part. I liked the other part.
I think a lot of people did.
In U.S. congressional records on June 7th, they studied this out, what Bradley's talking about right now. 90 framers of the First Amendment never mentioned separation of church and state in the debate's framing. It was something said by Thomas Jefferson, who wasn't even there in the first. Huh. But just to take note of the letter that he wrote to the Danbury Baptist, he wrote it on a Friday. That Sunday he attended church in the national capital. So now I think it's pretty obvious what he meant.
But what does it say on his headstone, Jake? Doesn't it say the father of religion?
And religious liberties.
Oh, bummer.
Just wanted to make sure.
Can't take it out of the granite.
Just want to make sure. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. You got the other guy when we come back. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
The Sons of Liberty.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book.
Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We just want to show you how funny we really are. What does it say, Jake?
It says the
We were looking just to double check, but you know how rare for us to be in agreement. I know that we're saying the same thing. What is it?
Oh, same principles. Thomas Jefferson authored the Declaration of Independence of the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom. He established religious freedom
this
in Virginia.
This is his headstone.
Yep. And the history of that is that you couldn't be a preacher in Virginia without a license from the state church. And
now,
he fought for folks to be able to not do
that's
that.
That's great. We went to Monticello.
Yep.
It was actually pretty cool. It was hot, but it was cool.
And that also proves the fact that the state government of Virginia was trying to bar preachers from preaching religion the way that God dictates their conscience.
Yeah.
And so he fought to break the shackles of government off.
Give me liberty or give me death,
said Patrick Henry.
What did he say it for?
Yep, he said it because two preachers were being scourged all the way to their bones because they were preaching without a license, again, from the state church.
One of them died.
Yep.
Yeah. Here, folks, I just wanted to prove my point. Remember when I said I get, you know, really into the, you know, the power of the message? I'm a part of the message. You know, some of you people out there are just saying like, oh, you know, that's just not good radio. I just don't. Well, what are you listening for?
It's a little too intense.
But listen to this. 99% of those that sit and do nothing will do this, though, and they'll listen to this every Sunday or Saturday, every week of their life. This is what they'll hear. Check this out.
Saved is best for last. And sometimes, as we see in the top 10, it's impossible.
What are we doing here?
Contain the excitement in the booth.
Oh. Listen to this. You think I'm good?
Listen to the do nothing.
Look, I'm clutching a deep one for the end zone. Kalen is down there.
Oh, he got it!
Did he get it?
He got it!
This is normal.
This is something to get excited about.
Where's the Jets
for Toronto?
Hang on, folks.
Length to the court. Wilson puts it away. And
this isn't the piece.
No! Not possible! Not possible!
You think those guys are all at their capital, making sure their political figures are paying attention to the Constitution?
Yeah, baby! My team's gonna score! The Bees win it!
That's normal.
Yeah,
you guys ain't got nothing on me. Keep rolling.
Let's come down, close up.
All right, I'm gonna A.
This happens all across the board.
Totally. This is normal, folks. This is good TV, though,
right? He's not a fanatic.
No,
not an extremist.
All right.
I ride my wife, and I just don't ride my wife.
These are grown men, mind you.
I ride my wife. I ride my wife.
Okay.
He's on that. He's going great against us. Going to centerize.
You getting the point, folks? Huh?
Going to throw.
Over. 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 A stinking pig ball.
Classic puck.
That's great TV, man.
Good, good.
And you know what? You do is you have to take off your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You got to paint yourself half purple and half yellow and
if you
put
don't
horns
do that,
on your head.
Yeah, you don't really mean
and
it.
And dance around like a lunatic in your living room, and that's normal.
Of course. Your wife loves it.
Why would you listen to a preacher on the radio every day of the week?
Mm-hmm.
Preaching from the housetops,
that's a little over the top.
Proclaiming liberty throughout all the land at the top of his lungs, making sure that you have liberty tomorrow. Is that what those guys are doing? No, they're getting paid millions of dollars off of people that will sit there and be entertained by those on television that look like or sound like they belong in a stinking loony bin. Hey, I got to say this. The Japanese guy, he's my favorite. Over a pig ball. No. Over a puck.
Mm-hmm.
Over a little ball with a core in the center. Wrapped up in string.
Mm-hmm.
With cow hide around it.
How about putting
where they throw it 90
cup?
Miles an hour and see if the guy can hit it with a stick. And they're paid millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And here we have to raise money to be on the radio.
Yeah.
Thanks for our sponsors. We appreciate you.
Very much love.
But that's normal.
Yep.
No.
And then
can I say this in all honesty? They don't have anything on me.
No.
No. Because they're fighting for the wrong thing.
That's right. What is the fruit of that thing? And I think reaping and sowing, this is a prime topic of what we're talking about. Well, our country is going through what it's going through right now. They're still screaming at the pig ball.
Yeah.
Or the little tiny ball that you can bump into a little cup and it makes that... And then you hear this...
Yeah. Can I add this, interject this into your thought there? You know what those guys on the courts or on the field or on the ice are thinking?
I know.
Man, if it wasn't for these idiots, we wouldn't be getting paid millions of dollars.
Thank the Lord for these idiots.
Or what about this one? This one's even more exciting to me. Take a little tiny ball and hit it with a skinny metal pipe.
Uh-huh.
Call it a driver and see if you can. By the way, after practicing for years and after practicing for thousands of hours, let's see who can knock that little ball into that hole first. Yes! Yes!
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm getting thrilled to my very fingertips. I'm overwhelmed. I'm thrilled.
Wow.
Come on, Tiger. Come on. Oh, we know you just got done cheating on your wife. Show us what you can do with that ball. Who cares about what you did to her?
Personal life, come on.
Go. Come on, Tiger. And the guy gets paid millions and millions and millions of dollars. And people watch it. And they buy their sponsor's goods.
Mm-hmm. And you know what Tiger's doing this afternoon?
Yeah.
He's listening to the Sons of Liberty saying, man, these idiots come watch me on the golf field.
Oh,
they don't know what they're missing.
He is,
they
man.
Need to tune into GCN Live, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Tiger's the man. If nobody can do it, Tiggy can.
That's right. Oh, boy, he can pull it off.
He thought he could.
He's making great strides to...
How did that reaping and sowing work for him anyways?
Yeah.
It caught up to him really quick, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
He's got all of his money, but what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his wife or his soul?
And his family.
And isn't that interesting that Jesus said it's harder for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God? It really, what God is doing through grace in Jesus Christ, is exemplifying, where's your heart?
Yep.
What matters the most? Just like you said, we could go in 1 week, America, all across the country, for the time that people spend in stadiums, we could grab all of those people, go in front of the Capitol, demand our rights, who we are, to reestablish our freedoms the way things are supposed to be. We could change our state governments in 1 week. 1 week. Not them calling the shots. You calling the shots through we the people in a lawful, constitutional, righteous manner.
Yep. Getting freedom. Getting liberty-minded.
Man.
Getting responsible.
You know what? That's the kind
doing
of preacher
you ought to do.
That's the kind of preacher I want. I don't want the kind of preacher that's going to be diplomatic and I better not say that and I better not say that and I better not say that.
But Bradley, I
didn't. Because if I do, they're going to destroy the golden calf they're wanting me to create. And my name is Aaron because I can't stand Moses.
Besides that, I'm saying the prayer for the baseball game this afternoon.
Oh, gotcha.
I'll be on the front cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, and that sounds familiar because not too long ago, I said a prayer at the Capitol and I dropped the J word.
Oh.
You know what?
That was
yes.
so stupid.
Yes, I did.
That was so
and
stupid.
And the clergy they brought back up right behind me didn't say a thing about the J word, did they? Mm-hmm. They didn't want to acknowledge the God that shed his blood,
no.
shed his grace upon you, America.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Lord is not bringing the sword to divide the sheep from the goats even today. Just like Moses did when he was on top of the mountain, he came down, and those that created the golden calf, Moses said to them, who's on the Lord's side, come over here. Whoever is not, go over there. And then he said, go ahead and destroy them. Oh, and I'm calling for the death sentence.
The people that don't believe in the Lord.
Of those that like the calf. Let's put it this way. I'm in agreement with the Word of God. I'm in agreement with the Word of God.
So you're like every one of our founders that when they made these quotes and these quotations and they placed their faith and their trust in the ability of man to follow God's Ten Commandments?
Yeah.
You're in agreement with them too?
Yeah.
Those radical, crazy...
Well, keep in mind, the guys that wanted their golden calf, they liked the 10,000 Commandments because they wanted a God,
yeah.
you ready for this, that looked and smelt and acted just like themselves.
Yep. You mean those people in France?
Why should we have to fight for our liberties? Why should we have to fight for our freedoms? Bradley, Jake, you're being facetious. Yes, I am. But is it true? Yes, it is.
It's like the people who want the benefits of morality without practicing
they
morality.
Do. They want the freedom, but they don't want to fight for the
yeah,
freedom.
Don't give me that. Or
right?
when you say, you're free today. I'm preaching freedom today. You have as much freedom as you want to do as much good as you possibly can.
And all my listeners today are saying, oh, I know somebody just like that. I know you ain't pointing a finger at me. No. I am being a faithful witness, and I am talking to you.
Talking to you, Tiger.
Folks, we are talking to you because we love you enough to tell you the truth.
Which is why you listen.
How does that sound? Because you're so used to being inundated by the baloney that's thrown on you through politicians and the media 24/7. Most of you don't even know the difference anymore. You think that the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. You think it's okay. You think that's normal when God said faithful are the wounds of a friend. Never trust a man that doesn't tell you the truth. You got Bradley and Jake. Jake, with the Sons of Liberty. Folks, again, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll be screaming and proclaiming from the housetops tomorrow, like it or not. Talk to you then.